In the War of 1812, an American named Francis Scott Key was kept aboard a British ship to negotiate the release of prisoners. Locked aboard the ship, Key was helpless to do anything but watch all night as the British bombarded Fort McHenry. Key held his breath as the first rays of dawn spread over the fort. Illuminated in the morning sun was a 30-foot-wide flag still waving, a magnificent banner spangled with stars. The American troops had survived the night. On the back of a postcard, Key wrote the first stanza of a poem, ending it with a question. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? It's a question and a challenge that reaches across the ages. And as long as we look to the lives and the sacrifices of those who have served our country, the flag will wave. As long as American history remains told, we can look back on their example for guidance. Where can we look to gain this guidance and clarity? We can look to the ever-strong visage of the American soldier, sailor, and airman. We can look at any corner of America at any time in history and find these heroes. I look to the teenage farm boys of the Revolution who left their families and their homes behind. These young men, as full of energy as their newfound country, braved peril after peril in the struggle to bring forth a country conceived in liberty. Their generation began stitching Key's flag. I look to enslaved fathers in the Civil War, bleeding to gain a new birth of freedom for their children. Heroes who looked death in the eye for the promise of throwing off the shackles of oppression and bondage. Their generation completed the bloody work of crafting the flag. I look to men hardened by the blows of the Depression, taking bullets across the ocean, and to the women who saved their lives in bloody hospital beds. The greatest generation indeed. I am inspired by their heroism and the immense good our World War II veterans did for the world. Their generation hoisted the flag for the globe to see. I look to poor kids struggling through a war they don't understand. There are few things that amaze me more than the extraordinary perseverance of those who found themselves in Vietnam. Although the war itself remains contentious, no one can deny the sacrifice of those who came home as veterans and those who came home in caskets. Their generation etched the flag into the nation's soul. I look to patriots who took up arms when their country was under attack. Every man and woman who enlisted to beat back terror will be remembered for their contribution, and we can only hope they will get the recognition and honor they deserve. Their generation holds the flag steady. From the plains of Yorktown to the halls of Montezuma, from the fields of Gettysburg to the trenches of the Argonne, on blood-soaked shores in Normandy and thundering jungles in Da Nang, in biting winters at Valley Forge and sweltering deserts in Afghanistan, the men and women of the American military have demonstrated the utmost in dedication to their families and their country. Most especially, those buried in the cloak of the stars and stripes, and those whose fates are unknown to this day. When Francis Scott Key saw Old Glory rippling in the breeze of dawn, it was more than a flag. It represented the dreams, values, and intangible qualities of his young country. As each generation has etched its story into that flag, they created new meanings, unique to them. As we seek to write our own story into the flag, it's our duty to search for guidance in their example. Our hope for the future, then, lies in average Americans looking to these heroes and their stories. If we can all attempt to understand their sacrifices, there are eternal lessons to be found. I could talk about them for hours. Instead, I implore you, seek out a veteran, talk to them, learn more about the stories of those who came before us. Learn from those who've sown our flag. Search for the heart of America's heroes, and you will come away forever changed. And then you will be ready to stitch your story into the flag.